Iris。
唔該，主席，關於嗰個 development component set 呢一個 slide， 其實講一個好 general 嗰啲感覺先，就係即係個喺個 public consultation 入邊咧，佢哋都即係其實重複咗咧，就係話譬如話如果以啲 components 嚟講咧，佢哋希望見到即係同西九龍唔同，西九龍咧係著重喺文化，咁而希望呢、這個啟德咧係著重多啲喺sports 啊、recreation 啊、tourism 啊嗰啲咁嘅 component。咁好多人都贊成有個 cruise terminal， 雖然都有人會覺得因為環境嘅環保嘅問題，即係叫我哋三思咁樣，咁但係即係呢個好大部分人都會贊成。亦都好多人咧希望我哋保留一個metro park， 同埋有即係好好嘅接駁，去翻嗰個本來嗰個舊區啦，同埋嗰個海即係海邊咁樣。multi-purpose stadium 咧，亦都即係大部分嘅人都係贊成嘅。咁如果講翻每一個細點啦嚇，譬如講房屋咁樣，咁事實上亦都係有唔同嘅意見啦。有啲人講話即係應該係有個 mix of public and private housing， 尤其是有啲係覺得如果舊區嘅重建，尤其是係嗰啲公屋重建，如果喺啟德係有一啲 solution space 嘅，佢哋覺得係會即係好好啦嚇。咁但亦都有一啲組織咧，係覺得呢一個地方真係好，因為係咁多海岸線啦。咁希望係做一啲比較high quality 嘅housing。當然，即係正如阿 Raymond 講 ，high quality 都可以係 public。咁但係即係呢、這個我諗就真係一個 more policy 嘅 level 去決定。都係住屋嗰度咧，咁就都有人提過就係即係。因為其實我哋講緊呢一個係一個好重要嘅地塊啦，又好大啦，我哋應該有一個比較彈性啲嘅處理手法，即係唔好話即係呢個一定係要起屋就起屋，即係因為好長嘅嗰、那個發展時間，咁可能係從一個 urban design 嗰個 concept 去做一個driving force， 咁即係嗰笪地可能係適合，都適合做酒店，都適合做住宅，咁但係就即係留翻呢啲彈性喺度咁。另一個比較清晰的聲音就是說真的很希望在整個區不要再走回去我們本來市區或者是譬如好像將軍澳這樣的密度。至於寫字樓呢，都有些人是真的事實上是表達過懷疑為什麼我們要在這裡擺一個新的 office note， 因為其實他們附近根本已經 regenerate 得很好，即希望是 keep 住這個 momentum。但是當然也是需要靠回啟德，即譬如說有些好些的設施，包括即好的可能是一些有些人有提過或者 exhibition 啦，或者是一好的這個酒店啊，或者是食肆啊，這樣即希望能夠是帶起本身舊區那些那個格局的。
嗯，好。
當然也不是說沒有人，不過就比較少一點，就提出說即希望特別做一個 Premier Office Centre 咁樣。
好，嗯，或者呢度停一停啦。因為咧剛才 Iris 提嗰幾種啦 ，tourism、housing and office 都係屬於一啲主流嘅土地利用啊。咁，如果講一個咁鬆嘅一個地區咧，你可以將一個地區規劃做一個以旅遊為主，所以 tourism led 或者係房屋為主 ，housing led， 譬如。這個東南九龍第一個套就是一個 housing led 啦，或者是即係甚至一個 commercial led， 即係 office led 嘅 development area。咁跟住即係 Iris 一陣間會再 show 嗰啲咧，就即係我覺得未必係所謂主流嘅土地利用啊，即係 aviation、transport、marine facilities 嗰啲就唔係屬於主流嘅，即係你唔會有一個鬆咧係 marine facilities led development 噶嘛。咁所以我想在這裡就大家有少少的討論呢，這幾種主流的土地利用，我們覺得收集了的民意呢暫時呢是有沒有一個比較清楚的方向，因為這個方向是不是我們的關注來的呢，即是會不會大家覺得 comfortable 或者不 comfortable， 定是呢我們用一個即是永遠無敵的，就是我們樣樣都要，即是 integrated， you want a bit of everything。詹教授，
多謝主席。我就想講講嗰個 open space 或者 green space 嗰、那個嗰、那個 issue 啦。咁呢度就話要 majority support 個 metropolitan park 啊。咁唔知嗰啲市民或者嗰啲參與者有冇講到究竟我哋個 park 嗰個設計係點樣？譬如個 location 喺邊啊？個 size 係點啊？個 shape 係點啊？或者我佢呢度有講嗰個 linkage 究竟點樣搞咧？係咪真係用？即係嗰啲所謂 green corridor 啊，而家外國好流行嘅 green corridor 或者 linear park 嘅原理咧，如果係咁啊，係咪需要做一個好大嘅 park， 因為索性將個 green space 用 linear park 形式將佢散曬出去，成個即係 new city 都即係每一個居民啊，或者每一個 visitor 都好容易咁可以啊 reach 到嗰啲 green space 咧，咁嗰啲意念唔知佢哋有冇表達出嚟咧？
主席，其實就幾種意見都有，不過可能你正話第後者講嗰啲可能較為多啲，即係話佢哋唔係話一定要有一個好 central 嘅 park， 但係佢哋好希望呢個 park 咧係即係呢個咁樣嘅provision 咧係 accessible 嘅，即係嗰個 accessibility 係好緊要嘅。咁海邊去得到海邊亦都係好緊要嘅。
好，有個 follow up 問題就係嗰、那個即係嗰個。open space standards 嘅問題啦，如果我哋跟翻目前嘅 planning standards and guideline 咧，就每人有一個 square local open space， 一個 square meter 就 district open space， 然後每個 worker 有半個 square meter 嘅 open space， 咁嗰啲 open space 如果套落呢個啟德咧，我覺得肯定係即係令到我哋嗰個啟德會唔會好綠嘅啫，好似而家目前嗰啲舊市區咁會相當密嘅。即係好多 artificial surface 就唔夠 green surface 嘅，咁唔知嗰啲市民有冇表達下，譬如幾多個 percent of the land 應該係 leave it open， 喺嗰啲 open space 入邊又係咪一定要adhere to 而家嗰個所謂3:2 active passive ratio 咧？如果唔係，係咪可以盡量將個 passive recreation 嗰個 proportion 將佢增大，佢令到我哋多真係多啲 green area 咧？同埋啲 green area 係咪可以？即係搞啲高質素啲嘅，譬如 instead of turf， 我哋可以整 tree，instead of scattered tree， 我哋可以整個直情整個 dense woodland， 咁令到我哋嘅 green space 真係達到高水平啦。咁嗰啲意念，我諗如果市民冇表達，係咪可以喺 second stage 嗰度，我哋可以俾一個 vision 佢可 green space 原來可以做到咁嘅樣嘅嚇？唔該。
咁呢個就未必係 consultant 可以即刻回應到。但我相信Dr. Jim 嘅意見咧，就肯定咗市民有關於即係 metropolitan park 或者係green area、green space 嗰個嘅訴求啊。Yes, Paul.
I support Dr. Jim on the idea of green space and dense area. But if you look at the map, there's a tendency for people that don't know about planning probably to stick it out on the runway. But then we have something that's inaccessible.There's this whole idea of clustering and agglomeration too. We don't want to have something that's lively in the day and dead during the night. The park could be where we're now planning to have our housing developments, which is in the center there of, against the, I would say, the northern tip. But so we can take a bit of a lot of these arguments and turn them upside down, and then we can do something else with them. We don't have to take everything at face value here. Mm. I think we raise concern about the possibility that we're going to be separating...You know, just having dead zones basically at night, minus having this whole thing full of park at the end of the runway, where if we swap it around, yes. We may have a lively runway as well as a lively park among the living community.
There's a matter for the detailed planning stage. But just broadly at this stage, how comfortable are we with this major mainstream land uses? Joe?
我記得咧喺第一次會即係傾呢個 public consultation digest 嗰時候，我已經提過，即係應該盡量係俾張白紙嗰啲 public 去諗嘢，就唔應該 ask 好多 leading 嘅 question 嘅。咁我諗而家呢度其實睇翻呢，我哋而家面對住嗰張 slide 咧，全部都係 majority supported， 即係佢我哋俾啲嘢佢先可以 support 噶嘛。majority supported to a cruise terminal 啊 ，metropolitan park 啊 ，multi-purpose stadium 啊，全部都係個 digest 裏面有嘅嘢嚟嘅。我哋根本從來冇試過俾個空間啲市民自己去提出佢哋想有啲乜嘢嘢咯。咁呢個亦都我係喺個會裏面正式提出過個 comment， 但係個 digest 出嗰時候都完全係冇理過呢一個 comment 嘅。咁亦都好即係睇翻而家貼咗喺度 佢好多張好靚嘅圖紙啦。咁其實上面有啲棋啊，所以咁亦都可以幫。其實我諗嘅原意係好啊，幫助到嗰啲即係參加 workshop 嗰啲人咧，用呢啲棋嚟去幫手做呢個所謂 planning。但我真係想即係問一下或者大家諗下，究竟佢哋啲市民喺度喐緊啲棋啊，定係本身係啲棋啊？已經幫人擺緊某啲人想擺落去嘅嘢。譬如 cruise terminal 咁，係咪一定要有咧？但係因為有隻棋喺度，亦都咁大隻棋，咁咪個個都擺咯。嗰、那個 multi-purpose stadium 係咪一定需要有嘅咧？咁但係有隻咁大隻棋喺度，咪個個又擺咯。咁所以我覺得呢啲，如果我哋仲話呢一紮就係所謂嘅 major 嘅 land zoning， 我哋想考慮擺落去嘅話咧，我會提出一個 question， 係唔係真係 public opinion 真係想有呢啲嘢咧？咁但我哋已經係好 leading 咁令佢哋擺呢啲嘢落去囉，因為所有都 reaction。 而其實啊，即係主席你停咗，我哋唔好再傾，我想提返後面。其實我覺得所謂叫真正市民提出嘅，可能叫一啲 virgin comments 呢，就是、所謂 other components 嗰度，就係、是、呢個 section 3.5.41， 我都未見過啲 subsection 嗰邊3.5.41 嗰啲 other components 咧，就嗰啲就其實真真正正係市民提出啲意見，就係、是、原本嗰個 digest 裏面完全冇提出過嘅，咁就被歸納為一個 other components。而對於呢啲叫做 other components 嘅一個 comment 就係話咧 ，however proposals such as a new government village and a new civil airfield， 咁呢啲係只不過 examples of 嗰啲 other components would drastically change the development concepts for Kai Tak。咁我問係邊一個咩人？幾時用咩 process 已經係通過咗啲所謂叫 development concepts， 而我哋係唔可以 divert from 呢啲 concepts 嘅呢？咁所以我係好懷疑我哋係咪應該跟呢啲所謂你啱啱主席 label 叫 major land zones 嘅問題，就咁就傾我哋係咪點樣去分配呢啲？唔該。
咁啊 ，Joe 提出呢係嗰、那個即係、就是、做公眾參與嘅時候嗰個方法啦。咁但我相信咧，呢度即係before consulting 佢哋有啲回應之前咧，就我都理解到，即係喺做呢個公眾參與嘅時候咧，即係佢哋會遇到一個困難，因為我諗亦都係我哋委員會咧係提議要俾公眾有足夠嘅資料啊，有足夠嘅背景資料嘅。咁其實就所以一張白紙嘅規劃咧，即係喺現實上咧就即係其實就唔可能會出現，因為即係我哋另一方面咧，又講緊所謂 integrated planning 啊。所謂 integrated planning 咧，即係無論如何，我哋一定咧係即係要尊重唔同嘅即係背景嘅人咧，佢有唔同嘅背景嘅認識，同埋咧佢自己有對於香港嘅規劃咧，已經有咗一定嘅諗法。咁我哋所能夠做到咧，就盡量咧係提供一啲唔去引導性嘅背景嘅資料啊，咁但係例如咧係現在啟德已經有嗰張圖咧，即係呢個咧係現在已經有嘅資料嘅。咁若果即係例如呢一種資料，若果我哋都唔提供嘅話咧，咁其實反而即係你可以話係有啲唔係好負責任添，因為即係我哋要俾人知道目前我哋已經係畫咗係咁樣嘅啊。咁個主要就係、是。我諗個問題係睇下我哋個digest 裏面嘅問嘅方法係點樣問啊？咁我係唔喺 leading 嗰度咧，就要睇翻即係我哋到底係問人哋，即、就、係、是、你想要個 stadium 或者個 cruise terminal 喺邊度？一或咧，我哋有冇問佢，即、就、係、是、大家有啲咩嘅意見提出？咁但係我哋都係講緊嗰個即係、就是、諮詢嘅方法啦。Joe。
我當然明白呢個所謂一張白紙冇可能，即係一個比喻嚟嘅。咁大家即係譬如而家成日收到有Las Vegas type development、beach and marine type development、exhibition centre for wakes、for yacht club、triathlon training and venue、multimedia digital visual centre 之類咁。但係喺個 document 3.7.2 嗰度，亦都有提到就係話好多人 suggest， 我唔知呢一句點解會特別擺落去，就 suggest where we go directly to plan preparation stage。咁亦都後面就話即係啲市民就好 support 我哋而家嘅 quote unquote proactive public participation approach will be maintained throughout the process。咁我哋係咪就 maintain 而家呢個 level 嘅 public participation， as in 我哋 suggest 啲嘢俾 public， 等 public 去 comments， 跟住我哋去 defend， 定係即係我哋代表政府去 defend， 定係我哋會譬如而家既然有咁多 suggestion， 我哋之前係諗唔到嘅，會唔會都可以再 provide 多啲 background 資料 on 呢啲咁嘅suggestions。 才再去原本那個 farm stage 的 stage 2啦。因為我覺得是在那個 pamphlet 裏面，即是 digest pamphlet 裏面短短的十幾頁，是有兩一個 flat 兩版，唔記得一版兩版，是 specifically 提咗 cruise terminal、metropolitan park、multi-purpose stadium， 而係好標榜呢一紮咁嘅 development 嘅。
嗱，我諗我哋就未講到去 stage two 嘅我哋一陣間咧就一定要處理即係點樣去 stage two 嘅問題，呢個即係相當之重要。咁不過而家目前我想大家討論嘅咧就係呢個 development components。因為 development components 呢個概念咧又好重要啊。即係如果我哋做規劃嘅時候咧，你一定要有一個大致上的理念咧，係擺一啲乜嘢嘅 development 所謂喺個嗰張圖上邊。咁而我想大家討論嘅咧就係、即係主流嘅土地利用咧係旅遊或者係房屋或者係 commercial 嘅咧。咁其實係一個即係好合理嘅起點嚟嘅。咁因為剛才阿 Jo 你提所有嘅新嗰啲 concept 咧，其實都可以你都可以話係一種旅遊嘅 concept 或者係一種生活嘅 concept咁我諗我哋先要咧就即係大家有個明白，就算我哋唔決定都好，我哋明白咗咧就係而家有冇一個主流嘅方向咧，就想啟德呢個地方搞旅遊。因為如果我哋明白咗而又同意咗嘅話咧，咁無論出面點樣一張白紙提出嘅即係新暫新嘅商業發展方案，我哋可能都有一種價值觀去判斷佢啫嘛。又或者如果我哋同意咗係一個房屋為主嘅規劃咧，咁你無論點樣即係大家點樣好嘅意見咧，我哋就算唔排除曬，但係即係我哋個 priority 都會有唔同嘅。咁我但係呢個嘅傾向咧，我諗我哋嘅委員會，即係我就會鼓勵大家咧，就盡量係即係去 take up 呢個咁嘅責任感啊，就係去嘗試整理咗，然後有一個傾向。即使咧就即係我哋將來一路可以同個 public engagement 一路可以去改變啊。好。
I just follow on what Joe just brought up because I think that 3543 takes this being selective a step further. Because here you state that since the current planning intention is to locate a government administration center at Tamar site.Further exploration of this idea in a study may not be necessary. I believe that takes this being directive a step further, which is inappropriate. So I think that I hope that this will be redirected as we are here today or very soon, that putting government village or the government offices at Tamar and using that as the I think Bosco had a really good term for that. You need a crucial development to be able to enhance the development of Kwun Tung and so on. If you would use the government offices in that area, it would definitely be a node, a center point that will then help to redevelop the entire area. So to exclude that here, I think that is highly inappropriate. In the same way that being directive with indicating these major components, as Joe said, is somewhat inappropriate. But you have to give some indication. I support that. I believe it comes down to weighting, isn't it? Like how much do we put in what? It's not just tourism, it's tourism and leisure. Or do we say tourism including local and international tourists? But there's tourism and leisure. I guess there is a strong feeling from the community to have a great emphasis on tourism and leisure. There is less of a feedback on the housing.And there is somewhat of confusion on the office side. But whether we can take that as a solid indication for, so this is how we should design Kai Tak. Again, I bring it back. Without an integrated planning context, despite the fact of what was said here in the very opening phase of this document that it had been provided, I don't think we have provided the public with a proper integrated planning context for the harbour.We did not indicate that we need 3 million square meters of office space by 2030 around the harbour with harbour views. This is clearly identified. So some components we have identified, some components we didn't, so we've been highly directive. So the only thing we can do with this input is take it as an indication of people's aspirations, but we then have to look at the harbour as a whole and start coming up with an integrated plan because we take all this...desires for parks and tourism and leisure for Kai Tak put this fantastic big park there and build all the offices in Centre on one side, and what do? We're going to go all from Centre on one side on Sundays to the park in Kai Tak. Mm. I mean, that doesn't make sense. So there's an indicator of an aspiration, because this is the first time we asked, for no other reason, and we cannot take this in any way or form as a guideline. And I think your question is, with all respect, Chairman, are somewhat inappropriate to say, can we take this as some kind of indication what to do with Kai Tak? I don't think so. This is an indication of people's aspirations, and there is only minor issues that are really local, like interfacing with the environment, with the surrounding districts, which you can take a truly Kai Tak aspirations.
Good, thank you. I think we're beginning to really get there. And actually, with respect to that question, my question is not meant to elicit an answer. As I already said, that the purpose of this meeting is not to draw any conclusions. But on the other hand, this meeting will be a very crucial stage in moving towards to the next step. But I think my question remains, which is that in terms of the mainstream land use, whether we want this to be tourism and leisure-led, or housing, office, or some sort of combination of all of this, what is our inclination and orientation? We probably don't need to decide, and we can't need to decide now, or even in the next months. But it is something that we need to grapple with. And I guess the Joe and Paul made a very good reminder that we don't need to draw any conclusions, even with those wild ideas at this stage. Because as the plan develops, maybe some of those wild ideas could fit in to the mainstream view, which we eventually will be able to agree on. Right. But I think the purpose of this meeting is to highlight those major issues which we need to tackle. So I guess I can safely conclude that as we progress to the next stage, we shall need to have some sense of what the mainstream land use of Kai Tak would be. This actually ties in with our vision, right? Because if we want all of it to be tourism and leisure, then you will have much less land left for housing. And therefore, you will only be able to generate much less revenue for the government. And where is the money going to come from? These are all issues that need to be tackled. I guess Iris can proceed faster with the rest of the development components. After Raymond.
From what we've gathered during the public participation, I guess we're talking about very large piece of site, roughly about 300 hectares of land. Apart from the leisure tourism's facilities or activities to be take place in the Kai Tak, in all our sort of public forums with the public, the housing elements features in. It's a matter of sort of to what scale the housing developments should take place. And also existing on site, there is already sort of two pieces of sites which we have sort of done some sort of piling work for the public housing, which is sort of the site 1A and 1B, and that sort of features in our public forum as well. People are aware that there's going to be some sort of a public housing there, and I don't think we have received sort of a very strong feedback against having those public housing development there as well.
Thank you.